From XPN.org and 88.5 WXPN in Philadelphia, this is the Blues File. I'm Johnny Meister. Gospel singer Marie Knight has died. Marie Knight's last album, Let Us Get Together, in 2007, is a tribute to the Reverend Gary Davis. Marie Knight is best remembered for her many years with Sister Rosetta Tharpe, though she did have a few successful records of her own. It is Knight singing with Tharpe on Tharpe's big hit in the late 1940s, Up Above My Head, I Hear Music in the Air.
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
I hear music in the air.
Marie Knight had never actually heard of the Reverend Gary Davis before this project was suggested to her, which is perhaps less surprising than it may seem. Knight worked in the world of commercial gospel music, where Davis was a figure in the folk revival. A blind guitarist and singer from South Carolina, Gary Davis influenced many of the artists who took part in the folk revival.
If I had my way, if I had my way.
His version of Samson and Delilah was covered by Peter, Paul, and Mary and the Grateful Dead. He was a well-known guitar teacher as well, whose students included David Bromberg and Jorma Kaukonen. Marie Knight sings these songs as if she were a lifelong Gary Davis fan. She's ably backed by Larry Campbell on guitar throughout. Campbell also plays some violin and mandolin, mixing some very Davis-like arrangements with some interpretations that are quite novel. Samson and Delilah is very close to Davis's sound.
If I had my way.
Death Don't Have No Mercy lightens Davis's rhythms in favor of a transcendent, mournful setting.
Death don't have no mercy in this land.
For one of Davis's most popular songs, I Am the Light of This World, Knight is joined by singer Catherine Russell. Rich Pagano's drumming also adds a blithe feeling to this song. Pagano's drumming also contributes color to Knight's version of 12 Gates to the City, which features Kim Wilson on harmonica as well. On a short video on the CD, Marie Knight tells her story. She was a survivor who stayed on the road, perhaps to outrun the sorrows of her life, though she isn't saying that directly.
My mother and my two children were burned to death in a fire in Jersey. And I happened to be on the floor doing a concert in California and came in and buried them and went back out on the road with Sister Rosetta Tharpe. The world to me is my family because I'm in the community, I'm in the public most of the time. I'm with them and they love me and I love them.
Music, faith, and continual renewal of her contact with her audience kept Marie Knight going. Her final album, Let Us Get Together, gives joyful enthusiasm and fresh interpretation to the music of Reverend Gary Davis. The album is truly a tribute to both of them and one that they both highly deserve. It also relaunched her career late in life. Marie Knight died August 30th at age 84.
Some glad morning when this life is over. Fly.
I'm Johnny Meister, and this is The Blues File, produced at 88.5 WXPN Philadelphia. Join me for The Blues Show, Saturdays, 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time at XPN.org, or anytime at XPN.org/blues.